At its conclusion, the people gave him a great standing ovation, shouting, "It is the voice of a God and not of a man." Obviously, the speech he made really worked upon the hearts of the people. And look what Herod did. Instantly, an angel of the Lord struck Herod with a sickness. Where did this sickness come from? From this angel. It says, the scripture says, whenever he concluded the speech, the people gave him a great ovation. They clapped and shouted and everything. And they said, "This is the voice of a God and not of a man." And Herod loved it. He just gloated. I can see him just strutting around up there on that platform before those people. And it says, instantly, an angel of the Lord struck him with a sickness, so that he was filled with maggots and died. That's awful, isn't it? Right before everybody's eyes, a sickness came upon his body, and the maggots appeared and began to eat and consume his flesh right before their very eyes, and he died. This is the King Herod, right before the people's eyes. And it said, because he accepted the people's worship instead of giving the glory to God. That's scary. Wow. Be sure and always give the glory to God for all things. Otherwise, you might wind up like Herod. I would say he provoked the Lord's angel, wouldn't you? Well, you don't want to provoke the Lord's angel, because in Acts chapter 12, starting verse 21, you will find this story that this man took the glory himself, but yet you and I, we are not able to even take a breath without God. So we should praise him and worship him and thank him every day for everything, because we should only glory in the Lord. Herod did not. Herod did not glory in the Lord. He took the glory himself. And by taking that glory himself, he so angered this angel that this angel immediately, instantly struck him with a sickness. And the sickness that it came upon him, normally that if you have a sore in your body, the flies have to land on you and have to lay eggs, and the eggs hatch into maggots, and then they eat the flesh. But it says instantly maggots appeared and began to eat his flesh right before their very eyes. Now, who calls that? An angel. What can these guys do? They can do awesome things. Look what it says there. He provoked the angel. Now let's go to Psalms 103. Let's go back to the Old Testament. The Psalm 103, verse 19, "The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and the kingdom rules over all." His kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angel, who excel in strength and do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Now, what is that saying? It says, the Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over everything in the cosmos. He's in charge of everything. Nothing happens that he doesn't know about. He is in control. Then it says, bless the Lord, you his angels. So his angels bless his holy name. And they excel in strength, and they do his word. In other words, these guys are programmed to do the will of God, which is his word. Now, all of them that are still there, that chose to serve him will be obedient to hearken to the word. It says they will heed the voice of his word. So verse 21 says, bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his who do his pleasure. These are his angels. They do his pleasure. Verse 22, bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. You see here, his angels are ministers and they are very strong and powerful. These guys are beyond our wildest dreams, their ability to travel at the speed of thought, the ability to do great and wonderful things. They're powerful. And they do his works and heed his voice in the earth. How do they heed his voice? We speak it, and they perform it in the earth. They do great and awesome things. As children of God, today we're no longer servants and we're no longer friends, but we're children. And there's a difference. Since God has reconciled man to himself through the blood of his Son, and he has made peace with us today, all of us that will come into his kingdom and accept him as Lord and Savior, then we become his children. He adopts us into his family and makes us sons and daughters of God. Now then, so let's look at one more example here in 2 Chronicles 32. It says, furthermore, his servants spoke against the Lord God, and against his servant Hezekiah. It says, he also wrote letters to revile the Lord of Israel and to speak against him, saying, as the gods of the nations of others' lands have not delivered their people from my hand, so the God of Hezekiah will not deliver his people from my hand. Then they called out with a loud voice in Hebrew to the people of Jerusalem. Now this is this king, and he's saying these things to the people of Jerusalem, the people who were on the wall. It says, they said these things to frighten them and to trouble them, that they might take the city. Now let's see what they said to these people. And they spoke against the Lord of Jerusalem. Now this is dangerous territory when you start speaking against God. When you start saying things that belittles him, you can provoke him. So now then, he says, and they spoke against the Lord of Jerusalem and against the gods of the people of the earth, as against the gods of the people of the earth, the work of men's hands. Now, because of the king Hezekiah and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, he prayed and cried out to heaven. Now, whenever these foreigners had come in to the king Hezekiah and Isaiah the prophet and had told them, we're going to kill you. We're going to wipe you out. Now then, today, if we would be obedient and serve God, we could do the same thing that these people did. Well, let's see what happened here. Now, because of the king Hezekiah and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, they prayed and cried out to God. Now, this is the first thing that we do right, is when we cry out to the Lord. Then the Lord sent an angel. Now, what happened? They cried out to the Lord, said, Lord, we got a problem down here on earth. These people are trying to destroy us and your city, and they're making fun of you. Well, God heard all that. And so then the Lord sent an angel, one, who cut down every mighty man of valor, leader and captain in the camp of the king of Assyria. Now, we don't need a legion of angels. You only need one. And it says, so he returned shamefaced to his own land. And when he had gone into the temple of his God, some of his own offspring struck him down with the sword there. Now then, when you read this story, you will find out that there was a lot of men out there that was fighting against Israel. Then it says, thus the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all others, and guided them on every side. And many brought gifts to the Lord at Jerusalem and presents to Hezekiah, king of Judah, so that he was exalted in the sight of all nations thereafter. Now, we got a real problem here. Now, we've had a battle. We've had a man that's prayed and a prophet that's prayed, and God has sent an angel to take care of the problem. But the gifts were given to the king, Hezekiah. And it says that the king was exalted. This is a dangerous thing to do. The king was exalted in the sight of all the nation. And he took these gifts. And in those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death. And he prayed to the Lord, and he spoke to him and gave him a sign. Now, why was Hezekiah sick? He was sick because he had received these gifts, and he had been exalted instead of giving God the glory. Think about what this says. This says there that Hezekiah, the gifts, many gifts, was brought to the Lord at Jerusalem, and presented, and these presents, and presented to Hezekiah, king of Judah, so that he was exalted. You don't want to be exalted. If God does something great for you, you do not want to be exalted. You want to make sure that you give all the glory and praise to God. If you do something great, don't ever say, hey, I did this. Look what I did. No, say, the Lord gave me the ability to do this. And I want to thank him and give him all the praise and the glory. But because Hezekiah did not do that, look what happened. In those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death. And it was because he did not give glory to God. And he prayed to the Lord. And he spoke to him and gave him a sign. But it says, and Hezekiah did not repay according to the favor shown him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore, this man, wrath was looming over him and over Judah and Jerusalem. And the nation suffered tremendously right here. And Hezekiah was sick because he was exalted and he would not give God the glory. So make sure, whatever you do, that you always give God the glory for everything he does for you.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.